Tori Hauser seems like she's always on the move. She juggles advocating for the Tongass National Forest as the district ranger, teaches ballet to kids, and coaches swimming. She's also a mom of two teenage sons and an elf during the holidays. Hauser was not expecting to get a phone call in early January from the Alaska Children's Trust. They told her she was named the next Southeast Champion for Kids, an award that recognizes people who commit themselves to ensuring youth are supported in their communities. The organization focuses on the prevention of child abuse.
I got this phone call from somebody who's like, guess what? Congratulations, you've won an award. And I was like, great, do you want my social security number? And my mother's maiden name. And it did take a little while to like get through the initial, is this for real?
Hauser says after that phone call, she was nervous that maybe they got the wrong person. She says she thought that because she didn't think she did anything special.
I always joke that I'm the queen of mediocrity. And so I excel at being average. And then I realized, oh my gosh, that's the point, because it shows that anybody can be doing something for kids.
Trevor Storrs is the president of the Alaska Children's Trust. He says they know they chose the right person because usually they downplay themselves, like Hauser did.
And the idea of this award is really to search in our community for those people who are behind the curtain, per se, you know, who are just doing this work because they love it. Most of them, when they get the call, the first thing they ask is, why me? Like, that's how humble they are.
He says it was a small committee that reviewed the nominations, and Hauser's was an overwhelming yes. He says Hauser stood out because of her enthusiasm and passion to connect youth with the environment and forestry. He says this ensures the longevity of the forest and vice versa. The natural habitat takes care of kids.
Her personality, which of course doesn't come across on the paper, but when I met her, talked to her on the phone and then met her in person, it is like infectious, like wow.
Hauser's work with kids includes high school students on a STEM project at Ann Arbor Wildlife Observatory. The students were learning how to put in live stream cameras that would capture the popular bears feeding on salmon in the river. One part of the project was connecting the solar panels on a roof to the end of batteries with wire. Hauser says she didn't know how to do that, and so she asked the student she was working with. He explained the system to her because he researched it.
Having the ability to, I guess, be vulnerable and be humble and say, I don't know how to do this, and allow a student to show me, it was a pretty great moment.
Hauser found out her coworker at the Forest Service, Jen Cardiac, nominated her for the award. Cardiac says Hauser is modest and often downplays her work with kids.
She was like, I'm going to work really hard to live up to this award and deserve it. And I was like, you already did. That was the whole point. You've done the work. You don't have to live up to this.
Storrs with Alaska Children's Trust says awardees are the unsung heroes who have a huge role in preventing child abuse. The prevention of child abuse means children, families, and communities have the knowledge, skills, support, and resources to thrive. He says when they're thriving, there's less child abuse and neglect. Another Alaskan, Desiree Max, received the award representing the interior. One other Wrangellite received this award in 2024. That was Kay Larson. And the Southeast awardee for 2025 was Jordan Nigro from Juneau. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.